The ABC's newly released podcast research survey shows podcasting is on the rise in Australia. More than half of us have now tried podcasting, whether that's through Serial or Trace or Conversations. Not only that, but one in two podcast listeners claim to listen to more podcasts this year than they did last year. These are just some of the trends up for discussion at the ABC's podcasting conference, AusPod, just today. One of the speakers is James Cridland. He's a radio futurologist and runs the website Media Info. James, welcome to RN Breakfast.
It's great to be here.
This new research, 61% of podcast listeners say they're listening to more podcasts than they were a year ago. That's up from only 36% in last year's survey. What's changed to make that happen?
I think there's just more podcasting. There's such a wide range of fantastic things that you can now have a listen to. And I think more people are now comfortable with the whole idea of podcasting, of getting, you know, great radio shows, great audio shows that they really like, downloading them and listening to them whenever they like. And obviously, you know, you can do that through the ABC Radio app. You can do that through podcast apps as well. Lots of different ways of doing that. But I think, you know, just the range now of incredibly good shows, you know, really means that more people are tuning in.
And I guess on demand is just the hot button for every kind of broadcast. I mean, you've got Netflix for television, podcasting. It's all free as well, too.
It is indeed. And I think, radio is always, and audio is always very different to TV. Radio is still very, very large. So, you know, 9 out of 10 Australians tune into the radio every single week. Radio is still very, very big. But we're seeing, you know, some of these figures that the ABC have released this morning. You know, 29% of Australians tuned into a podcast in the past month. You know, that's a very high figure, nearly a third of all Australians tuning in or listening to a podcast. So it's very much, you know, part of the media landscape now.
And ABC Research has also found 90% of Australians are aware of podcasts, but only half have tried listening. What's the industry doing to try to bridge this gap?
Well, only half have tried listening. Actually, if you look at younger folk, and it turns out that I'm not young anymore, but if you look at younger folk of 25 to 34s, 76% of those have heard a podcast. I think sometimes podcasts are quite difficult to explain, and they're quite hard to get going with. One of my friends has just started a podcast for the first time, and he has spent a long time helping his friends understand how the podcast apps work, how to download his show and all of that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, there is still a learning experience there. And I think what people who make podcasts are finding is that they still need to explain how to get a podcast, explain what a podcast is. And that's a really important part.
Is it sort of stacked in the younger age groups, though, of people who are listening to podcasts? Are there, you know, people across the whole age spectrum?
There are people across the whole age spectrum. It does skew younger. And typically, when you look at the use of on-demand audio as a whole, so even if you include things like Spotify and other pieces of on-demand audio, it again points to younger people being more comfortable with that, wanting that a little bit more than older people. And, you know, one of the lovely things about audio as a whole is that it's very habit driven. You know, if you wake up to RN, you will wake up to RN for years and years and years. That the research says that your clock radio will probably never be changed away from RN, and that's a wonderful thing. And I think that shows just the amount of habit that we have, which, you know, clearly we need to break if we want to.
Well, look, let's not break the habit of listening to RN Breakfast. I've only been here one day. I don't want to bust the program while Fran's away. But what's changing this kind of scheduled appointment listening?
I think a lot of it is just the wealth of different shows, Matt. So, you know, you have a look at things like Trace, very popular crime podcast. Victoria Police only this week have launched another podcast. podcast. And I think actually,
what are Victoria Police doing in podcasting?
They're doing again, you know, stories around crime and around you know,
these
various
cops
things,
in the cars, kind of like going, yeah, I'm just responding to a break-in.
Not quite. But I think actually that what that shows is that anybody can actually get a podcast out there. And that's the other thing, you know, instead of having to desperately go to the ABC or go to somebody else and say, I've got this idea for a radio show, I'd really like to do it, and then waiting for it to be commissioned and then waiting for all of this kind of stuff. You don't need to do any of that in terms of a podcast. You can just make one.
But is it becoming more professional? Because it's been around for such a long time, and then podcasts like Serial came out and it just exploded. And now, are we seeing a professionalisation and a loss of the amateur podcasts?
I think we're seeing both. I think we are seeing more money going into the professional side. I don't necessarily like that word, but, you know, the full-time podcasters side.
Well, a lot of money is going into it, isn't it? They're very highly polished, some of them.
And lots of money. So a big advertising agency, WPP, yesterday invested $5 million into Gimlet, which is a very large US podcaster. Just a week ago, another US podcaster got $15 million in funding. There's lots of money being poured into the content side right now, because I think we're just about to see some podcast stats coming out from Apple, and most people still use iPhones to listen to podcasts on. Once those stats come out from Apple, then it's going to be much easier to go out and sell advertising.
What kind of stats would the advertising industry look at here?
So these are stats at the moment. Actually, we don't have very much data in terms of downloads. You know, the ABC's survey is very helpful because it gives us an idea, but we don't necessarily know, for example, how many people who download Conversations, for example, actually press the play button, you know, at the end of it, because your phone can automatically download a podcast, but you might never actually tune into it. So what Apple is going to be doing is releasing a ton of data around where people are listening, what country they are, how long they listen to the podcast for, all of the information that we actually get from things like iView and Netflix right now, but for podcasting. And I'm sure that that's going to make quite a change in terms of how podcasting actually makes some cash.
So you started your broadcasting career in the UK.
Yes. How could you tell?
Is the podcast industry over there similar to the one we're seeing develop here?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing both in the UK and in the US is we're seeing a tremendous growth. The podcast industry in the UK is quite similar to Australia in a way, in that there's a great public service broadcaster, the ABC here, the BBC there, which is doing an awful lot of podcasts, an awful lot of work there. You know, so it's a very similar market, actually. And I think that's the nice thing about both Australian and UK podcasting, in that there is that great mix of, you know, familiar things. Richard Feidler, very familiar to lots of people. And brand new stuff, which is being made in people's garages and in people's spare rooms. And I think that's really exciting.
So, and what are the changes you're expecting to see in the next 12 months?
Oh, podcasting will continue to grow. The changes that I'm expecting are get podcasting a little bit easier to discover new, interesting podcasts. That's something that the industry needs to end up working on. And I think also just the business model behind it. There's lots of work that needs to be done there for podcasters to more reliably earn some cash. And at the end of the day, that's why quite a lot of people do it.
All right. Well, James Cridland, sounds fascinating. Thanks very much for being on RN Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Matt.
That's James Cridland. He's a radio futurologist, one of the opening speakers at the ABC's podcasting conference, OzPod. The conference is sold out, unfortunately, if you haven't got a ticket, but you can listen in on the ABC Radio app on ABC Extra at abc.net.au, or if you're in a capital city, on your digital radio.